Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Could be that the only person who doesn't know that he should be expecting this is Michael. You see, my sermon today is a letter that I've written to you, but I'm encouraging all of you as the baptized to hear all of these things as true for you as well. Dear Michael, I don't know if you're excited or not today, but I am. When Lance contacted me about a friend looking to be baptized, I started praying for you. When I got to meet you on Christ the King Sunday, I was so filled with joy for you. And when I learned that, like so many of your generation, you had not been in a church-going family growing up, but instead you came to faith when you were a Marine, I was honored to be part of your story and the growth of your faith. Today is your baptism. Today you will come to this font, and I will wash you in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Today God will name you and claim you as a beloved son with whom he is well pleased. Today you will die with Christ in these waters. You will die to your old sinful self, but you will also rise today from these waters to a new life in Christ our Lord. As he rose from the grave, so too you will rise to newness of life as a follower of Jesus and a child of God. That's an awful lot that's supposed to happen in the next few minutes. Another remarkable thing today is that in our gospel story, Luke continues the story that he was telling us about John the Baptist. Last week, we were introduced to John, who is not one of the movers and shakers in the world like an emperor or a governor. John was a nobody who was introducing us all to what might be with the coming of Jesus. This week in the story, John is busy baptizing people into a repentance, into a repentant life. Into a life that sets aside the selfishness that our world can urge us towards, and instead turning to a life of care that announces the kingdom of God. Luke claims that John is proclaiming gospel, but in the story, he is also calling people names and talking about axes at the root and chaff burning fires. The really amazing part of this story today, The part that speaks most clearly to me today, is when the crowd asks, what then should we do? That's a question that we all ask as we look at our faith and at our life. This may be an important question for you already, but when you are baptized into the communion of saints, it is a question that we all ponder. And John's answer is that we should share and live honorably. As we see need around us, we share as we are able. As we live our daily lives, we are called to do that honorably, not taking advantage of anyone. Michael, you were a Marine, and you know what service is like. We want to thank you for that service, but also challenge you now to a new life of service to neighbors and strangers, family, friends, and even enemies. With the new life that Jesus gives you this day, you are called to love and to live in ways that share God's love with the people around you. It's not that you've got to do this or God's going to forget you. Rather, you get to do these things that show a dark world the light of Christ. When we submit to the love of Jesus, when we allow our old sinful self to die in these waters, we arise transformed. This is the gift that we are praying that you will receive today, that God will claim you, that Jesus and his love will fill you, and that the Holy Spirit will transform your life to one filled with the love of God and the guidance we all need to live as followers of Jesus. We will stand beside you, Michael. We're on your side, and we're ready to welcome you into God's family. I hope that you are excited today. I hope that you will enter this moment in humility and faith, and that the presence of Jesus will go with you wherever you go. Welcome to the family, Michael. God bless you. Amen.